You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Take one highly acclaimed quintet of musicians, all virtuosos in their reed instruments, clarinet, bass clarinet, bassoon, oboe, and saxophone. Then add a bicycle tricked out to provide percussion sounds, and this is what you get. That is the sound of the Acropolis Reed Quintet rehearsing a new work by composer Stephen Snowden called Sprocket. It's being premiered this week. And here with us is the director and the saxophonist for the Acropolis Reed Quintet. So good to have you here. And a percussion bicycle?
Indeed, yeah. So the percussion bicycle is built by Juan Martinez, who is a metal artist who lives in Detroit. He is a Kresge Arts Fellow, which means he's really good.
Yes, and acclaimed.
yes, just as Acropolis is. Thank you for that. And so he designs bicycles that live among us and which move and articulate different animals and different things when you ride them. So we thought in collaborating, we wanted to collaborate with someone in Detroit who wasn't a musical artist. How could we do something that was a little bit outside the box? So how about combine the work that he does with musical work, create a bicycle, but create it such that when pedaled, it's crafted such that the pedaling makes different noises. So there's an accordion on the bike that opens and closes, and the music, you can hear that a little bit. And then a car spring, an actual shock spring from a car. That was in one of the little clips that we heard as well, and some other beautiful percussion instruments. And then it's all put together by a composer who is neither Juan or Acropolis.
Yes.
Stephen Snowden, a wonderful composer from Boston. He grew up in Missouri, but he lives in Boston now. He had kind of been very high on our wish list of composers, but it was just the perfect person for this project. His name kept coming up, and then finally this is the one for him.
And why was he the perfect person? Why did his name come up?
Yeah, so Stephen writes often for percussion. He also writes he had written for winds and stuff. His music had been described by a pretty big paper somewhere, I can't remember which one, as a red-blooded and rustic. And so he just has this certain way of writing that just seemed to really jive with the kind of aesthetic of this piece, with this sort of janky bicycle vibe and all that kind of stuff.
Is the percussionist riding the bicycle as you're performing this music? How's it done?
So during the piece, the bicycle stays still,
okay,
but it can be pedaled with the kickstand. So it's pedaled during the piece, but it just doesn't move around. But the bicycle can be ridden around, and then you can play the accordion while you're riding it. And so people are going to get to do that on this Saturday at the De Quinder Cut.
When you premiere the piece.
Yes.
So people can get on and try this. So this is really, it's music, but it's also an art installation, isn't it?
That's right. It's really kind of difficult to categorize everything that's going on here, right? It's chamber music, it's classical music, it's contemporary, it's public art, it's a sculpture at the same time, all these different kinds of things. So when it's all over, someone will write something about it, and we'll figure out what to call it. I don't know.
and this is kind of an effort to engage the bike community with this work, including premiering it at the De Quinder Cut. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is all part of Together We Sound, which is a festival that Acropolis puts on for 2 weeks. And the entire purpose of Together We Sound is to bring this chamber music and new chamber music to people that just wouldn't usually get to experience it. So this year, with this kind of project, we were able to do that and bring it to people who are in the cycling community or in the bike community, people who happen to be on the bike path, people who maybe wouldn't come out to see a chamber music concert, maybe they wouldn't come out to see any kind of new classical music, but because they just are really struck by this unique installation and everything, they want to come out and do it. So not necessarily bikers or cyclists,
sure,
but that would be one place. And we do have a lot of promotional partners for all the events that have been bike shops, have been getting into it and stuff like that. So,
and I know the five of you met at the University of Michigan. How far back does your love of music go?
Oh, me? Well, probably before I was born. I know my parents were just, it was a lot of singer-songwriter sound, blaring in the house, a lot
such
of 70s
as
horn rock,
oh,
a lot of Carly Simon,
Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of Chicago, Tower Power. I'm sort of a Tower Power snob, but and then I started piano when I was five, and then saxophone and clarinet in middle school, and saxophone just seemed to be the best for me, so I stuck with it.
I know Acropolis has a new album out called The Space Between Us. Let's check out a track called Gallimaufry.
Thank you.
worry about where future instrumental players are going to come from. Because we see schools being forced, reluctantly in many cases, to trim their music offerings.
Yeah, I guess I do worry about it a little bit. Acropolis does quite a lot of work. We work with three high schools in Detroit where they compose music for us. We have a residency. And we do a lot of elementary school presentations, a lot, 50 or so probably every year all around the country where we introduce students to music. And a lot of people have us out to do that stuff because they're also worried, I guess. But at the same time, we found music to just be so universal. I mean, a child... no matter how the world changes, when you're 5 or 6 years old and you see and you hear live music on a musical instrument for the first time, it doesn't matter how electrified the world gets. It really doesn't. At that age, that is the best thing to you.
Yeah.
So I guess I could say I'm a little worried, but I also know that as long as we stick with it and we keep promoting it and all that stuff, I think we'll be okay.
Lots of fun. Well, you can learn more about the Together We Sound Festival, more about Sprocket. Just go to the Acropolis website. And remember, that's Acropolis spelled with a K, acropolisquintet.org. And we've been talking with its director, saxophonist Matt Landry. What a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your passion with us.
Thank you for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.